from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yeah, legend, San Francisco rapping legend.
Now this is funny. This is a funny joke.
Yeah.
6'5" Bonte has the fashion of Duncan, too. That's good. See, that's good. That's a good joke. That's a good joke. By the way, Isaac Leftovich, I ran into him at Kezar a couple weeks ago.
Oh, really?
Shooting a documentary. He's doing great.
Good.
I was like, Isaac, man, legend. Remember? So his daughter is in college now, or just graduated college. But after we won Turkey Day, that is me in the middle of the picture holding up his daughter. He goes, dude, really I had the photo. I'd never forget it. Blah, that's blah, really blah. Cool. So he's doing great. He had great footage on that Balboa SI game, the playoff game in 95.
He had the Ollie Thomas game. Yeah, it was really good. I remember this one time he came out. It was Reardon on the grass field at Reardon versus Sacred Heart. And I got a hit off of, I think his name was Devorah from Sacred Heart, down the line. Anyway, it was like the slow-mo part of, you know, they would do the slow-mo. Ball coming down the line, right field line.
Local Sports?
It was the best, right? And then my little brother, right before they went to commercial, Local Sports is way past cool. It was him and all the other little rugrats out there. Yeah. You know when they would get all the little brothers and sisters?
Local Sports is way past cool.
And it was like you were a celebrity, man.
Oh, I remember I made it one time and I got clowned the next day at Washington High School.
Why?
I don't know, man. It was all bad. I had some bummy fit on. And they were like, oh, that's the dude, Local Sports. Oh, my gosh. That was a great show. Let's go to...
The only thing more iconic than that was Hits from the Bay by Greg Wallace Avenue.
Oh,
late night,
Hits in the Bay.
Channel 29. You know exactly what I'm talking about.
What is he doing now? What is he doing now?
Greg Wallace Avenue. I've been searching for the Greg Wallace Avenue Hit from the Bay, those old tapes. Dude, he used to have everyone on there.
Who's the guy who does the... before we get to the lines, he does the old
outlet
school...
when Ricky D was on either before or after it. Do you guys know what Outlet with Ricky D? Oh my God. You don't know what that is?
These guys are like 25 years old.
Dude, public access was the best.
Spadoni and Lubman had cable TV growing up. They didn't
Channel 29.
Access. They didn't have channel. He's in Monterey. They don't get Channel 29. And Lubman, he was living in Concord getting ready for Los Lobos High School. You think Lubman was watching Channel 29? Dude was probably, what's the hell of that group that he played? His top five music selection?
Yeah, I never heard of that group.
By the way, we never did my top five music selection.
There's a reason.
I don't know why you heard the same five
Jay-Z songs.
No. I got Big X the Plug. Oh, I got DMA. Oh, I had some heat.
Taylor Swift songs in there, too.
You know, some song on Blessman Today here I'll play for you. But who's the guy? Dreads SF. They asked me to come on their podcast,
by Drex.
The way. This is a song.
Fog Mode.
I was bumping Snitching Music this morning.
What were you bumping?
Sabrina Carpenter.
I don't know.
Listen to this. It's called Espresso. It's really good. I heard it in
Okay,
this is a
banger.
I was bumping that. I was like, wow. And Chess and I was dancing to it yesterday at the coffee shop. It was great. Chris and Double, let's go.
What's up, Chris?
Chris and Double, what's happening?
Hey, thanks for taking my call, guys. Just wanted to leave you with a quick thing and want to get your thought on this. My only concern with the Niners right now is coming out a little flat with key guys missing training camp or kind of wanting to, right? You got Trent Williams, you got B.A. I know we're happy that everybody's back in the building. CMC missed a couple of weeks. But I wanted to get your guys' thoughts on Niners coming out a little flat, maybe not get hot till maybe even the second half of the Jets game or even like a couple of weeks down the road. What's your thoughts on that?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I mean, last year I thought that they were going to start off slow, and they went out in the first half and they just absolutely dismantled the Pittsburgh Steelers. So
we're very worried about that game.
No doubt.
And when it gave 30-7.
I don't know if the personnel is better for the Jets than it is for the Niners. Like, I don't know. But I do know that Robert Saleh, I think, has a better familiarity with what they're going to want to do. But they've got the full band back, and I expect them to score points in the first half. But I don't know what to expect from the offense of the Jets. That's the biggest question mark for me. Like, Garrett Wilson and Aaron Rodgers, how many reps have they taken together?
Yeah, I don't know.
Williams and Aaron Rodgers, how many reps have they got? Yeah. I know we're all worried about Purdy and Ayuk, and that's fair. Like, hey, they didn't really get the chance to work together this offseason. How much has Aaron Rodgers been able to, with the torn Achilles and recovering from that, been able to work with those two receivers?
Where's his mobility at? Where's he at? Where's his mobility at? Breece Hall. Can they shut down the run game? Now, I'm worried about Breece Hall, man. He's a home run hitter. The guy can run the football. And there may be some similarities between him and McCaffrey, something we'll get to a little bit later. But, boy, that is a great question. And Mike Williams, too, from the Chargers. We're not talking about him opposite of Garrett Wilson. You have to pay attention to Mike Williams. He's a big boy. Spinotti knows with the Chargers, he gets down the field, he gets on top of you, and he starts bossing you. Mike Williams could be a game changer, man, for them. That's a sneaky move for the Jets.
What did you make of Deebo Samuel restructuring his contract to put more guaranteed money for this year? I guess essentially making it easier for the Niners to keep him moving forward. I don't want to get down the road.
I don't even know if it means that he's going to be back next year. I don't know what it means, to be honest with you. They opened up some cap space, which is great. They got $50 million cap space currently. So I think they're positioning themselves in case somebody becomes disgruntled or there's a midseason trade to be made, the 49ers will make that trade to fit it into their books for this year. Now, as far as Deebo next year, I don't think he guarantees anything.
Don't you think, though, that Deebo's a very important, really good player who's beloved. There is a like a Frank Gore-like vibe. When he's on the field, just things feel so different.
Well, they said it all the time. With Brock Purdy, Jacksonville. Deebo's back in the huddle. I felt comfortable.
Yeah.
The Cleveland game, our game plan was catered around Deebo Samuel. Green Bay game, boy, Deebo is a big part of the game plan. Deebo's the tone setter. He's walking out the tunnel with Big Trent. You know, it's time we put some respect on Deebo Samuel's name and what he means to this organization. When it's stash Rob Guerrero's like, yeah, he's not an all-time Niner, I kind of sat back and said, what? Deebo Samuel means the world to this team. Gravity. We always talk about gravity with Stephen Curry, who's making rounds in New York City. Gravity of Deebo Samuel. You have to pay attention to where he's at all times. You want to leave him one-on-one with a safety? Good luck. You want to leave him one-on-one with a linebacker? Good luck. Deebo's a problem. He's a playmaker.
You know, it's interesting. Like, we have a lot of rhetoric regarding Kyle Shanahan, and he does a great job with quarterbacks. But couldn't I make the argument that Deebo Samuel might be his greatest creation?
It's unbelievable. From day one, they identified him at the Senior Bowl and said, we're going to take Deebo Samuel, and we're going to use him in a variety of ways.
Don't you think like Kittle would be really good in a lot of offenses? He was overlooked, too. I'm not saying that he wasn't, you know, identified. Like, what they did with him was a remarkable. I'm not sure how many offenses. And I think CMC would be great in a lot of offenses. I think B.A. would be really good in a lot of offenses. I'm not sure about Deebo.
Yeah, no, Debo's a playmaker. I think he'd make himself good in any offense.
But would he be this?
I don't know. Well, Kansas City, he could be. They run all the motion stuff.
Okay, that's
in
one
Cincinnati,
team.
I mean, in Cincinnati, they run all the motion stuff.
Yeah.
The L.A. Rams, they do all that motion stuff. Miami Dolphins and Mike McDaniel, you don't think he could work down there?
But I think a lot of offensive players in those five settings, because those are all very high-level coaches.
I think teams will figure out. When you got a baller like him, an all-pro like Deebo Samuel, you figure out a way to make him successful. He just knows how to play the game of football. He's been successful everywhere he's gone.
I just don't think he would be. I don't think he'd be even close if he was in Pittsburgh. If he was in,
well, offensive coordinators matter, but like
New York, I don't think
he'd be Reed. He's with Andy Reid. You don't think he'd do this?
No, but Andy's great. You're like,
Need offensive minds. Deebo, Detroit. Don't think Deebo would be good with Ben Johnson, the Jared Goff, and Sam Laporta, and that run game and the physicality that they play with? Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh, I think Deebo will be a guy. I think we're underrating Deebo in that aspect. Guy's a good football player. He's a good football player. You figure out a way to make him work in this offense, and I think he can make any offense work. Let's go to TC in Sacramento. TC, what's happening?
Hey, TC.
Monte, Joe, what's up?
What's up, TC? You fired up yet or what, man? Week one's here, baby. Let's go.
Hey, listen, week one is here. Listen, man, the boys stood on their business, man. They got their chicken, man, and I like that. That's what I was talking about. That was my main thing.
Listen, TC, I'm with you on that. They got their chicken. They got their chicken. Now it's time to play ball.
Now it's time to play ball, and let's go get it, y'all. Listen, this is it, Joe and Shasky. There ain't no two or three more years for it. Listen, this is it, dog. We all in. They pay people. This is it, man. We got to make it happen. Week one is here. Let's get it.
Let's get it, TC. Short and sweet, TC. That's what I like, short and sweet. Verducci, El Dorado Hills. I love TC, man. He's one of one. Verducci, what's happening?
What's going on, fellas? Happy Wednesday. And, man, I am so excited to see both of you in the 95.7 The Game family on Friday, man. I've been counting down the days, checking the days off my calendar to be able to see you all and be ready, baby. I'm ready to bring that energy and start it off right for us on Monday night. And let's go ahead and give our flowers, baby, to Lynch, Parag, and Jed York for bringing the band back together and also setting us up with a great cap space for next year so that we can maybe, you know, prolong this at least another year or two. And, you know, I am so confident with what we got going on. I want Levi Stadium to be lit on Monday. The only concern that I have is really in the trenches. You know, the good thing is with the way our cap space is set up, you know, we could get some help on offensive line or defensive line midway through. But I still love our team, man. I'm going to be lit, ready to go in our new on our new seats this season. My uncle had ended up selling his seats to us, and really excited for my business partner and I to be there on Monday night. And excited to see you both. And Faithful, let's go, baby. Wake the hell up, baby. It is go time. It's our season. No excuses. Let's go.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.